我们今天早晨要一同来交通一个题目叫做健全的生活。
This morning, we would like to share with you about wholesome life.
那请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's read some passages together.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开路加福音第一章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter
1. 路加福音第一章第八十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 80.
路加福音第一章第八十节。那孩子，这里指的那个施洗约翰，那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
And a child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. And the child is referring to John the Baptist.
第二章
Chapter
2 第四十节
Verse 40。
那么这里呢讲到主耶稣
And here the child is referring to Jesus.
孩子渐渐长大强健起来充满智慧又有神的恩在他身上
And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
第五十二节
Verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
我们看第五章
Chapter 5.
第五章第三十一节
Verse 31.
耶稣对他们说无病的人用不着医生有病的人才用得着
Jesus answered them It is not the healthy who need a doctor but the sick
这里无病的人啊，那个无病啊，原文呢啊，也可以翻作是健全啊。英文呢有的地方翻译用 sound 啊，健全的人
Here the word healthy is sometimes translated as sound
那么第六章
Chapter
6第六节
Verse 6
又有一个安息日耶稣进了会堂教训人在那里有一个人右手枯干
And another Sabbath he went into the synagogue and was teaching and the man was there whose right hand was shriveled
第十节
Verse 10.
他就周围看着他们众人对那人说伸出手来他把手一伸手就复了原
He looked around at them all and then said to the man stretch out your hand He did so and his hand was completely restored
这里这个复原这个字啊，这个 restored 也可以把它翻作是 normal 啊，正常
The word restored is also translated as normal
那么马可福音第八章
Gospel according to Mark chapter 8
马可福音第八章第二十二节
Verse 22
他们来到伯赛大有人带着一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他
They came to Bethsaida and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him
第二十五节
Verse 25
随后又按手在他眼睛上他定睛一看就复了原样样都看得清楚了
Once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes then his eyes was opened and his sight was restored and he saw everything clearly
这里复了原那个原文也是可以翻作正常
And the word restore here is also translated as normal
在圣经里面啊
And throughout the Bible,
我们可以看见这个健全这个字
We can see the word sound
啊，它包括了很多的意义在里面
That encompasses many different meanings
它不仅指的我们健康
Not only speaks of our health
它也指的一个完全
It also speaks of a wholesome
并且它也指的一个强壮
Or to be strong
啊，那弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神希望我们这些神的儿女能够过一个健全的生活
It is the desire of God for us to live a sound life
就像我们养育我们的儿女一样。
Just like we raise our children.
我们希望我们的孩子们能够长得健壮。
We want them to grow strong and healthy.
我们希望他能够长得健康，长得完全。
We want them to be a normal and a healthy.
所以你看见许多做父母的人啊，费了很多的心机在养育自己的儿女。
You see that many parents spend so much time and effort in raising their children.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们天上的父亲也是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is so with our heavenly Father.
他也希望他的孩子们呢，个个都能够长得非常的健壮，非常的完全，非常的强壮。
And it is also his desire for each one of his children to be sound, to be healthy, to be wholesome.
我们一蒙恩得救，我们知道我们是神的儿女。
You know, once we're saved, we know that we are children of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应当追求一个健全的生活。
And brothers and sisters, we need to pursue a life of a sound life.
那我们要问说，什么样的人可以过健全的生活呢？
And we ask, what kind of person can live a sound life?
弟兄姊妹，只有正常人可以过健全生活。
Only those who are normal.
你觉得你正不正常啊？
Do you think you're normal?
我不需要你举手表示啊。
I don't need you to raise your hand.
弟兄姊妹，你自己心里面清楚你正不正常呢？
But brothers and sisters, you know in your heart whether you're normal.
只有一个正常的人，他所过的是健全的生活。
Only a normal person can live a sound life.
那么他从健全的生活里面能够表现出这个正常。
And out of this sound life, he can live out the wholesomeness.
所以我们要问说，谁是正常人呢？
So we ask, who are those who are normal?
弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
从神的眼光和圣经的眼光里面来看，
from the perspective of God and is illustrated in the Bible,
堕落的人没有一个是正常的。
That the fallen man is none of them is healthy.
因为当罪进到人里面去的时候，
Because when sin entered into man,
人就不可能过正常的生活。
It is not possible for man to live a sound life.
所以你看见当亚当夏娃吃了那个分别善恶树的果子之后啊，
So you see that when Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
他就完全的不正常了。
They became abnormal.
那么到了他们的儿女啊，到了该隐跟亚伯身上，这更不正常。
And their children Cain and Abel are not normal either.
所以在人类的历史上面的头一个家庭，我们看见因为罪的进来，他们就失去了正常的光景。
So we see the history of man, the first family, because the entering of sin, they lost their normality.
弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
我们必须要清楚一件事情。
There's one thing that we must understand.
当罪在我们人里面的时候，
When a sin enters into us,
我们就是一个不正常的人。
We are a person who's abnormal.
当然了，这个还是那个不正常意义的一部分。
Of course, this is but one aspect of being abnormal.
那么也许你会问说，那么你对这个正常人呢，你所下的定义是什么呢？
Perhaps you would ask me, what is my definition of a healthy and normal person?
那就是告诉我们说呢，一个正常的人除了没有罪之外，
And I would say that a normal person, apart from not having sin,
他的灵魂体都是正常的，都是完整的。
His spirit, his emotion, his bodies are all wholesome.
我想今天呢，我们很多人呢都非常注意我们这个身体的健康。
You know, nowadays we pay so much attention to our physical health.
我们都知道这个身体的健康很重要。
Because we know that it is crucially important.
如果身体一不健康了，
And once you become unhealthy,
什么都变成空的了。
Everything is in vain.
但是对一个基督徒来讲，
But to a Christian,
你不能光注意身体的健康，
you cannot only focus on your physical health,
你还要注意你那个魂的健康，
you need to pay attention to the health of your
soul, 你还要注意你那个灵的健康，
and the health of your spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，只有灵魂体都是完整的人，那个才叫做正常人。
Brothers and sisters, you're only normal if your spirit, soul and body are all normal.
那么并且还有
And in addition to that,
这个灵魂体的次序呢，也必须要是完整的。
And the order and the priority of spirit, soul, and body needs to be correct.
就是它的次序是灵魂体这样子。
The order should be the spirit first, and then the soul, then the body.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过啊。
And we mentioned to brothers and sisters earlier.
当一个人呢，他的魂爬头的时候，
When a person is controlled by his soul,
那就叫做属魂的人。
Then he becomes a person of a fleshly person.
这种人呢，包括了今天地上所谓有道德的，所谓一些的这些宗教人士。
And these include those religious people or those people of a high moral standard.
他们的魂非常的大。
Their soul is magnified.
他们用自己的意志力可以控制他们自己的身体。
They control their body with their mind.
有的人呢，他的意志力强到一个地步啊，可以叫千万人呢，这个服在他的这个意志底下。
Some person has such a strong will that many will come follow him.
啊，这种人叫做魂很大的。
And that is a person who has a magnified soul.
但这种人呢，在神的眼中来看呢，没什么价值。
But to God, this person, such person is without value.
那大多数的人呢，可能我们都是什么呀？是我们的体爬头。
And most of us are having our body in control of us.
啊，这个体爬头是什么呢？就是我们的生活只顾到我们这个身体的需要。
It means that we only pay attention to the need of our physical body.
啊，我们整天所注意的都是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、玩什么，就是这些。
All we pay attention to is what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, and how we entertain ourselves.
所以圣经称这样的人为属肉体的人。
Therefore, the Bible called these kind of people as people of flesh.
所以这两类的人都是不正常的。
And these two categories of people are not normal.
弟兄姊妹们，只有当我们的灵能控制我们的魂，我们的魂能控制我们的身体，这个叫做正常人。
A normal person would be a person who is controlled by the spirit and which is controlling the soul and then the physical body.
啊，所以我想这样，弟兄姊妹们，你就能知道一个正常人的定义是什么。
And now you know the definition of a healthy person.
我们基督徒所追求的。
And for us Christians,
哪一是一个正常人该有的光景？
We're pursuing after a normal condition.
我们的灵应该强健。
That our spirit should be strong.
所以像施洗约翰一样。
Just like John the Baptist.
他生活在旷野的里面。
He was living in wilderness.
当他长大的时候。
When he grew,
他的心灵强健,
that his heart becomes strong.
啊，圣经讲他的灵啊，他的灵非常的刚强,
that his spirit was very strong.
啊，所以一个基督徒那个灵要刚强,
and therefore the Christian must have a very strong spirit.
我们的灵强，我们才能控制我们的魂,
because once you have a strong spirit, then you can control your soul.
我们才能支配我们的身体,
and then you can control your physical body.
所以你看有些基督徒啊,
so if you look at some Christians,
虽然他们没有受过多少的教育,
even though they are not well educated.
他们的魂的部分来讲呢是比较弱的
and their souls are weak,
但是因为他们的灵很强
but because they have a strong spirit,
所以他们在神面前可以过正常的生活
therefore they can live a normal life before the Lord.
甚至有些基督徒身体非常软弱
and some Christians may have very weak body,
有的人带着一身的病
some are very ill,
但是他的灵非常强
yet his or her spirit are strong,
所以他也可以过正常的生活
and then he or she can live a normal life.
我相信有些基督徒读过这个蔡淑娟姊妹的这个传记。
And I believe that you read about the biology, autobiography of Susan.
我忘记她的英文名字啊，蔡姊妹。
The chain, what is that?
蔡是。
Chad.
那么她呢，这个出身是一个贵族嘞。
She's the author of the book, the Queen of the Dark Chamber.
但是她得着一身的病。
And she was born with nobility, but she is contracted with a disease.
她几乎有五十年的时间的里面。
And for 15 years,
她都是坐在那个黑暗的情况，因为她的眼睛不能见光。
Because she could not see light, therefore she was sitting in the light, in the darkness.
身体非常的软弱。
And she was very weak physically.
但是我们的姊妹心灵强健。
Yet her spirit was strong.
所以她坐在病床上面。
And therefore when she was sitting on her bed,
不知道带了多少人信主。
And she led so many to the Lord.
很多人想去安慰她，反而从她得激励。
Many were comforted by her when they want to comfort her.
没有一个人到她面前去跟她谈谈话，出来不得激励。
That none was not encouraged when they after visiting her.
所以我们的姊妹身体软弱。
So even though our sisters was weak physically,
但是她的心灵强健。
Yet her heart was strong.
所以她人就可以过着一个正常的生活。
Therefore she could lead a normal life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters,
基督徒灵里面的刚强是非常的重要。
Therefore, it is crucially important for us to have a strong spirit.
保罗在以弗所书第三章的里面为着基督徒祷告。
Paul had a prayer in Ephesians chapter 3.
他说求我们的神呢、啊、借着他的灵使你们里面的人刚强起来。
May the Lord through his Holy Spirit strengthen your inner man.
所以圣灵的工作使我们里面的人，这个就是我们里面的灵啊，这一部分能够刚强起来。
Therefore the work of Holy Spirit is bring us our inner spirit, inner man to be strong.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹我们能够牢牢地记住啊，这个神要我们做一个正常人。
Therefore, I want you to remember that God desires for us to be a normal person.
一个正常人的定义呢，就是灵魂体都是完整的。
And a normal healthy person is to have a soul, spirit, and body are all
healthy. 他的灵可以控制他的魂。
That the spirit controls the soul.
我想为着您刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹稍微解释什么是我们的魂呢
？And I want to mention a little bit about our soul.
就是我们的心思。
It is our mind.
我们的情感。
Our emotions.
我们的意志。
Our will.
这就是我们完整的体。
That is the entire self.
我们必须要让圣灵在我们的灵里面能够管理我们整个的魂。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to control our entire soul.
然后我们的魂呢，可以支配我们这个身体。
Then our souls can control our physical body.
那么你就是一个正常的基督徒。
Then you are a normal Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以从人类堕落之后。
So after the fall of man.
在地上可以说是没有一个人是正常人。
And we can say that not one is healthy on this earth.
因为我们里面有罪，我们都被称为罪人，对不对？
Because of the sin, we are called sinners.
我们的灵死掉了。
Our spirits are dead.
我们的魂支配我们。
Our soul does control us.
我们的身体支配我们。
Our physical body controls us.
在神的眼中来看。
Therefore, in the eyes of God,
这个世界中是没有一个正常人。
There's not even one normal, healthy person in the world.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神就差遣他的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
He sent his son Jesus Christ to become the flesh.
我们知道主耶稣基督的道成肉身是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that it's so important for Jesus to become flesh.
这里面所包含的意义是非常重大的。
And because in compasses a very significant meaning.
它其实包含了很多面的这个意义在里面。
It includes many different significance.
但其中有一个点。
And one of them.
就是神要把一个正常的人摆在我们的跟前。
That God wants to present to us what is a normal person.
所以我们可以这样说，在人类的历史上面，只有耶稣基督在神的眼中来看是一个正常人。
So we can say throughout the history of man, only Jesus Christ is healthy and sound in the eyes of God.
因为他是无罪的。
Because he was without sin.
并且呢，我们看见他的生活里面呢，他是完全接受神的灵在他身上来管理的。
And he received the control of the spirit in his life.
所以他做了一个正常人的榜样。
Therefore, he set an example of what is to be a normal person.
所以圣经呢，在路加福音里面才给我们看见耶稣基督那个成长的过程。
And in Gospel according to Luke, the Bible illustrated the growing process of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见一个什么？看见一个非常完美、非常健康的啊。非常健全的一幅图画。
You will see a picture of beauty, of wholesomeness, of health.
他说孩子渐渐长大。
He says that the child grew gradually.
强健起来。
And became strong.
啊，充满智慧。
And he was filled with wisdom.
有神的恩典在他身上。
And the grace of God was with him.
然后到后面就讲耶稣的智慧和身量。
And it says the wisdom and stature of Jesus.
并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And an increase with the favor of God and man.
神给我们一个健康的一个正常人的一个榜样。
God has set an example of what is to be a normal person before us.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
是我们健全的一个模型。
It is the model of what it is to be healthy.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他不仅让他的儿子到地上来做一个完全人，做一个正常人的这么一个榜样。
Not only God had allowed his son to come to the earth to set an example of perfection and a normal person for us.
他就是告诉我们。
He tells us.
以后所有蒙恩得救的人。
All those who are saved.
都应当以这个做榜样。
Shall have regard him as their example.
并且神要把我们带到他那种健全的里面。
And God will bring us into that kind of healthy and normal condition.
带到那样的正常的情形里面。
To that kind of sound condition.
啊，这实在是做 基督徒一个极大的福气。
You know, that is one of the greatest blessings to be a Christian.
所以在圣经里面这个复原这个字啊，也就是一个正常的意思。
Therefore, the word restored in the Bible also means normal.
啊，正常的意思也就是复原的意思。
And to be normal is to be restored.
神要把我们恢复成为神原来心中所要的那个人的样子。
And it is God's desire to restore us to the man that He desires.
所以因此呢，对基督徒来讲
，And therefore for us Christians,
追求一个健康健全的生活
，to pursue a life, a sound life,
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
It is so crucially important.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你我都是神的儿女。
You and I are all children of God.
只有当我们健全地活在神的跟前
Only when we live a sound life before the Lord
我们才能够蒙神的喜悦
Can we be pleasing to God
我们才能够为他做美好的见证
Can we testify and witness for him
所有的一切不正常
All the abnormality
所有一切的不健全
All the unhealthiness
都不能为主做见证
Cannot witness for the Lord
啊，所以我们要为主做见证
Therefore, in order to witness for the Lord,
我们要追求这个健全。
We need to pursue that wholesomeness.
那么我们如何来追求这个健全的生活呢
？And how do we live a sound life?
啊，这下面有几个重要的点啊。
There are some important points.
我们需要能够记住的。
We need to remember.
啊，第一个。
And first,
我们要知道自己里面有生命。
We need to know that there is life within us.
所以神的救恩很奇妙。
And the salvation of God is so wonderful.
他不是把我们救赎回来之后啊。
He did not just redeem us.
然后给我们一套的教义，给我们一套做人的方法，然后呢，就叫我们照着去遵行，不是的。
And command us to live according to His moral standards or give us a set of doctrines.
所以基督徒都应当明白，今天你的得救是首先得着一个健全的生命。
So those who are saved must understand that to be saved is to receive a sound life.
这个永生呢，就是一个正常健全的生命。
Because the eternal life itself is a sound and healthy normal life.
所以呢，我们因着有了这么一个健全的正常的生命在里面
，and because we have this sound and normal life within us，
我们才可以开始追求健全的生活。
Then we can begin to pursue a sound living。
所以这个主所给我们的生命，是我们追求的最重要的一个根基。
Therefore, this life that Jesus Christ gave to us is the very foundation。
啊，昨天上午啊，我们和很多年长的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Yesterday morning, we were gathering with some elderly brothers and sisters.
我们讲说基督徒走什么路呢
？And we talk about what are the path that we tread on as
Christians. 在过去我们没有信主之前呢
？Prior to we believing in the Lord,
我们是走了世界的道路。
We were walking on the path of the world.
当然，这个世界的道路里面有各式各样不同的情形。
Of course, there are so many different kinds of conditions on the path of the world.
那么有的人呢是走自己的路。
Some people walk according to themselves.
那么现在你蒙恩得救了。
And now you're saved.
那么你所走的是什么路呢
？What is the path that you're treading on?
啊，有人告诉我们说是走现在走主耶稣所走的路。
And some would say we're walking on the path of Jesus.
那不错的。
And that's
那么主耶稣所走的路是什么路呢
？Then what is the path of Jesus？
弟兄姊妹们，叫做生命的道路。
It is called the path of life。
啊，请我们记得，基督徒所走的路是生命的道路。
Please remember the path of Christian is the path of life。
凡是一切与这个生命无关的，弟兄姊妹们
，Anything that's unrelated to this life。
不是从这个生命出来的。
It does not come from this life.
那么你就知道你走错路了。
Then you know you're on the wrong path.
啊，你要走生命的道路。
You need to walk on the path of life.
弟兄姊妹们，主把生命给了我们。
You know, brothers and sisters, that Jesus has given us this life.
所以从现在开始起，我们要走生命的道路。
So from now on, we need to walk on the path of life.
不管外面环境怎样改变。
Regardless of how the conditions, circumstances change,
坚持走在生命的路上。
We need to stand firm and walk on this path.
你知道离开这条生命的路啊
，that apart from this path of life,
你可能碰见的就是死亡。
Perhaps you encounter only death.
你可能表现就是死亡。
And your manifestation is nothing but death.
当你受刺激的时候
，and when you're stimulated,
当你被激动的时候
，when you're irritated,
就怎么样记得要走生命的路。
Brother and sister, you need to remember to walk on the path of life.
要表现生命。
To manifest life.
不能表现我的脾气。
Not my temper.
不能表现我的个性。
Not my personality.
啊，不能表现我的智慧。
And not to manifest my wisdom.
不能表现我的方法。
Nor my ways.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做走生命的道路。
That is to call to walk on the path of life.
所以你要过健全的生活。
Therefore, to live a sound life.
第一个，你要知道自己有生命。
First of all, you need to know that you have life.
啊，第二方面。
Secondly,
我们要效法基督。
We need to follow Jesus. Imitate Christ.
啊，圣经有告诉我们说要效法基督。
The Bible says imitate Christ.
什么叫做效法基督呢？
What is to be, to imitate Christ?
效法基督的意思就是以他做一个模型。
It is to have him as the model.
啊，或者做一个 pattern. 啊。
Or the pattern for us.
你知道我们人呢，很喜欢去模仿人的。
You know that we like to imitate others.
啊，我们只要觉得呢，别人呢，这个好像比我们大一点，比我们稍微伟大一点，我们就很喜欢去效法他们。
We like to imitate those who seems to be greater than us.
在头一个世纪啊。
In the first century.
因为使徒保罗的服事啊，实在表现得非常好。
And because the great manifestation of the ministry of Paul.
所以在许多弟兄姊妹的眼中，他是个属灵人。
And so in the eyes of many brothers and sisters, he was a spiritual man.
他是一个忠心侍奉神的人。
He was a faithful man who served
God. 所以很多人就效法保罗。
Therefore, many imitated Paul.
保罗怎么讲道，他就怎么讲。
And they would preach as Paul preached.
保罗怎么表现，他们就怎么表现。
They would manifest and they would live as Paul lived.
可能有人讲道起来说，连个腔调都很像保罗。
Perhaps they have a same tone or accent as Paul.
真的，你看，有时候我们对一个人佩服起来的时候呢，他讲话的那个腔调、那个语气啊。你都学会了。
You know that you would just imitate the accent, the tone of person whom you respect so much.
我碰见过不少的弟兄们呢，真的很有趣啊。
And I encountered some very interesting brothers.
你一看见他，你就看见了另外一个人。
And when you see that person, you it's like you see someone else.
哎呀，他那个讲话的那个腔调、那个手势，连那个头这么歪啊，都一样。
And the way his body gesture, his tone, it's just like that the other person.
所以在同一个世纪，很多人效法保罗。
Therefore, in the first century, many imitated Paul.
所以因此保罗就对他们说。
Therefore, Paul said to them.
他说你们效法我。
He says, you imitate me.
要向我效法基督。
You should imitate me as I imitate Christ.
啊，所以你看见保罗把弟兄姊妹的眼目怎么转到主身上去了。
And you see how Paul is turning the eyes of brother and sister to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的事情上，说实在，我们不可能不受人的影响。
Brothers and sisters, you know, it's in reality, it's not possible for us not to be influenced by man.
但是你要效法人，像人家效法基督。
But in spiritual matter, you need to imitate others as they imitate Christ.
这就告诉我们，我们人就要以基督作为我们的榜样。
Therefore, we need to have Jesus as our only pattern.
这个是非常重要的一件事情。
And that is something very important.
那么你怎么样效法基督呢？
And how do we imitate Christ?
不是在外面去装那个样子像基督。
Not just pretending outwardly.
弟兄姊妹们，乃是你需要好好的从主的话语里面能看见耶稣基督的那个形象。
But brothers and sisters, you need to see the image of Christ from his word.
我们晓得在圣经里面这个 image 这个字。
And in the Bible, the word image,
中文把它翻作形象。
The Chinese translated as image, the outward image.
那么这个形象是包括他的性情，包括他的性格做的。
And the image includes his nature and his personality.
乃是在我们的生命中有了基督的性情，有了基督的性格。
That we have the nature and character of God, of Jesus.
这个才叫做效法基督。
That is to imitate Christ.
所以健全的生活必须以耶稣基督为榜样。
Therefore, we need to regard Jesus as our pattern to live a sound life.
啊，你再像任何的属灵人，神的心都不会满意。
And God's heart will not be satisfied as even though you are so much like some other spiritual man.
所以在犹太人的心里面呢，这个亚伯拉罕、大卫，这些都是了不起的人。
So in the hearts of Jews, that Abraham and David were wonderful and great person.
以利亚、摩西，这些都是伟大神的仆人。
And Elijah and Moses were great servants of God.
他们呢，跟随这些人，跟随得非常的紧。
And they closely followed these great men.
神的心不能满足。
But the heart of God was not satisfied.
神乃是要所有的人 都要跟从他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is God's desire for all of us to follow His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以健全的生活，第二个重要点就是效法基督。
Therefore, the second important point to live a sound life is to imitate Christ.
第三个重要的点。
Thirdly.
我们需要圣经的健全的一个教训。
We need to have a sound teaching that comes from the Bible.
保罗曾经用过这个词叫做健全的教训。
And the, Paul used the term sound teaching.
那么我们晓得什么叫做健全的教训。
So what is a sound teaching?
弟兄姊妹们，就是你要接受全本圣经的教导。
That is to receive the teaching of the entire Bible.
我们晓得圣经的本身呢，就是平衡的。
You see that the Bible itself is balanced.
所以当你接受圣经的话语的时候
，So when you receive the words of the Bible,
你要全部接受。
You need to receive it completely.
你不要偏爱什么东西。
Do not just favor certain passages.
你也不要过分地强调某一个部分。
Or put so much emphasis on certain passages.
66卷圣经。
That 66 books of the Bible.
神所以这样的安排。
And the reason why has God has arranged all of them.
因为它是一个非常均衡发展的一个思想。
Because it is very complete thought.
主耶稣告诉我们说圣经是为耶稣基督做见证。
And Jesus tells us the Bible is testifying and witnessing for Jesus.
我们可以或者可以这样说啊。
Or in other words,
道成肉身来到地上。
That the Word had become fleshed and has come upon us.
那是道在一个人的身上显明出来。
It is the Word being manifested in a person.
而圣经呢
？And Bible
是写出来的道。
It is the written word.
它用一种另外一种不同的方式表达出来。
It is manifested, using a different mean.
如果你属灵的眼光，你就看见圣经就是主自己。
And if you see it from a spiritual perspective, you know that the Bible itself is Jesus.
所以你要接受的是一个完整的主啊。
So you need to receive the entire Lord, Savior.
所以你读圣经的时候不能说，哎，这部分不好，那部分不喜欢啊。
You cannot favor certain passages and dislike the others.
啊，你不是看见了这个东西。最重要就强调这个。
It's not to say, well, this passage is crucially important. You just emphasize that passage.
看见那个就高举那个东西。
Or to exalt certain passages.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你知道两千年的教会历史
？That throughout 2,000 years of church history，
为什么神的儿女们在地上分成这么多的分门别类
？Why is that the children of God are categorized or different into different groups？
其中有一个很重要的原因啊。
And one of the most important reasons，
就是读圣经的人呢、啊。
Is those who study the Bible.
他只持守了圣经的某一部分的真理。
He only kept certain truths of the Bible.
他强调这份部分的东西。
And he only emphasized certain truths in the Bible.
结果呢，就造成了一种偏离的现象。
And then it becomes a situation that apart from the normal.
有人坚持这个。
And some emphasize this.
就成了这么一个派别。
So they become one.
有人坚持那个。
And some emphasize the other.
就成了另外一个派别。
And they become another group.
弟兄姊妹们，这是读圣经读出来的。
And then all these denomination comes from the way they read the Bible. Isn't that interesting?
怎么读圣经会读出这些东西来的呢
？How can you read the Bible and yet come?
我说这是神的话，多么的宝贵啊
！And we say that the word of God is so precious.
是的，这是神的话，非常的宝贵。
Yes, it is precious.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要非常的小心。
But brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful.
你要接受，你就全面接受。
If you want to receive the word of God, you receive it entirely.
没有一个部分你可以说是忽略掉。
You cannot overlook certain sections of it.
你知道今天呢，我们教养儿女的时候。
You know today as we raise and discipline our children.
我们都希望他们怎么样呢？这个在摄取这个食物的事情上面能均衡的发展。
And we want them to have a balanced diet.
啊，这对健康是很重要的。
Because that's crucially important to their health.
啊，有的孩子们呢，从小养成习惯偏食。
And some only who are very picky in food.
有的是专门的就喜欢吃某一种东西。
They only like certain kind of food.
我们家两个孩子，一个喜欢吃饭，一个喜欢吃肉。
And in our two children, one likes rice, the other like the meat.
嗯、所以吃肉的就长得矮一点、不吃饭就长矮一点吃肉的长得高一点是不是这样
And the person who liked the rice grow a little bit shorter than the person who liked the meat、
这个是吃东西会对我们产生很大的影响啊
So what you eat has influenced our body
你读圣经也是这样啊
In the same way when you read the Bible
所以有人专门读这个就矮一点
And some people will grow shorter when we favor certain passages
那有人专门读那个又长一点
And some will grow a little bit taller because they favor other passages
请我们记得
Please remember,
神把这一本圣经给我们。
That God has given us the entire Bible.
神是要叫你注重全本圣经的真理。
You need to focus on the truth of the Bible in its entirety.
啊，当然了，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要在主面前很谦卑也很谨慎地说。
And then we need to say this very carefully with humility before the Lord.
并不是说今天我们已经呢。读圣经读了很平衡的啊。
It's not that we have so read this Bible so balancedly, with balance.
弟兄姊妹没有。
No, I have not done that.
我常常读圣经。
Oftentimes I read the Bible.
哎呀，我就不断地被主来平衡。
And oftentimes I'm being balanced by the Lord as I read it.
我懂了一些了。
I thought I understood something.
结果哪天读书，发现那边还不平衡嘞。
And then I realized I'm not yet balanced.
啊，你就需要那边再补充一些。
And I need to make some supplements in different areas. And brothers,
在教会历史上能把圣经读得非常均衡的人不是很多啊。
You know there are very few throughout the history of church who can read the Bible very with balance.
所以我们读圣经，弟兄姊妹，对于我们属灵生命的健康。产生非常重要的影响。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is great influence how we read the Bible.
我们有了一点点的偏差，我们就不健全。
If we are emphasizing certain things, then we become not wholesome.
我们就会变得不正常。
We become abnormal.
对个人是这样。
It is true with individuals.
对整个教会来讲也是这样。
It is also true with church congregations.
所以你可见这个读经呢。这个里面有很大的讲究。
And therefore, it is how to read the Bible is very important.
所以我常常讲。
And often I mentioned,
犹太人读经呢比我们用功多了。
The Jews are so zealous and fervent in their reading Bible reading.
犹太人在神的眼中看着不健康不健全是不是
But to God they're not sound, they're not wholesome.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So how much we need the mercy of the Lord.
啊，我们要珍惜主的话语。
To treasure His word.
但是你要有一个心，要爱慕圣经中全部的真理。
But you need to have a desire to love the Bible, the truth in the Bible in its entirety.
啊，不仅圣经中那些比较容易读的故事你要读啊。
Not just some easy to read stories in the Bible.
那些什么律法典章啊。哎呀，那些不容易读的地方也要读啊。
You also need to read those hard to read book of the law.
就是圣经中啊最难读的那个家谱，你也得好好读。
Even the genealogy, you need to study it.
下次你读到那里的时候，你不要说哎呀这个不重要啊，这个不行啊。
So don't skip it, the genealogy because you think it's not important.
你心里面有个感觉，说主啊，这个是为着我生命的健康要读。
Lord, for my to live a sound life, I need to read that genealogy.
就像有些做妈妈的一样，对的孩子那个这个食物对他绝对好吃。
Just like some mother would command the children to eat certain food just because it's good for them.
想办法叫他吃。
And try every way to allow the children to eat it.
哇，你看有的家庭那个妈妈拿那个条根追那个孩子到处跑啊。
You see, in some families, the mother would chase after the children with a spoon.
因为这个对他有益处，对不对
？Because they know that certain type of food is good for them.
摇头不要不要。
Even though they would shake their head.
所以弟兄姊妹，下次我们读到家谱那里时候，你不要摇头啊。
So, brother and sister, don't shake your head next time we come to the genealogies.
你说主啊，感谢你，这个对我有。
He says, Lord, I thank you because it's good for me.
我的生命中需要这个。
And my life, my inner life needs that.
我不是讲笑话。
I am not joking.
弟兄姊妹，非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, it is very important.
你读圣经能够决定你这个人在神面前正不正常。
How you read the Bible decides whether you are a normal person before God.
你读经的生活能看出你健不健康。
Your Bible reading can decide whether you are healthy or not.
所以我们需要全面接受主的话语。
Therefore, we need to receive the Word of God in its entirety.
我们不是在这里光强调读经的重要。
We're not just stressing the importance of reading the Bible.
我们要强调你要需要完整的来接受主的话语。
We are stressing that we need to receive the truth in its entirety.
第四个点。
Fourthly,
我们要全面地接受圣灵的带领。
And to receive the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你不要忘记了，当你蒙恩得救的时候啊。
Don't forget that when you were first saved.
神就差遣一位保惠师住在你里面。
God has sent a comforter to dwell in your hearts.
不仅教科书来了，老师也来了。
Not just the book is here, the curriculum is here, the teacher is also here.
圣灵是最好的老师。
Because the Holy Spirit is the best teacher.
他完全按照神的话在带领我们的。
He leads us according to the word of God completely.
所以今天我们对于这一位在我们里面教导我们的。
So to this who is teaching and leading us.
弟兄姊妹，你要顺服他。
Brothers and sisters, you need to submit.
你要全面的顺服他。
You need to obey it. He.
你对他的带领啊。
And regarding his leading.
不能偏好哪一项。
You cannot just emphasize or favor a certain kind of leading.
也不能拒绝哪一项。
Nor to neglect or reject certain type of leading.
你看，当一个好的老师在教导我们的时候啊。
You know when a great teacher is teaching us.
因为呢，他心中呢有一个完美的形象。
Because he has a complete picture in his mind.
所以他教你学这个，定规有他的意义的。
So when he commands you to learn certain things, then that he has.
但是我们常常呢跟着我们的兴趣走啊。
But sometimes we're driven by our own interests.
哦，这个老师带我们做这个，那我这个我喜欢的，那么我就偏就做了啊。
We would do certain things that we like to do when the teacher tells us.
那个不喜欢的，那我就这个不做。
If the teacher tells us to do something we don't like to do, we're not interested in, we don't do it.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
对于圣灵的带领
that regarding the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
你必须在全面地接受他的这个教导
you need to receive it completely.
这是多么重要的一件事情
because it is so important.
我中学的时候啊
when I was in middle school,
我一件事情很吃亏啊
and there's something that I feel I fall short.
因为我高中的时候我的心呢比较偏向这个数学
And in high school, my heart, I was very interested in math.
所以我读书的时候呢，上数学课我是最开心的。
So whenever it comes to math class, I was most excited.
上英文课呢，哎，没兴趣。
Well, English class, I'm not so interested.
上了什么公民课，那更没兴趣。
And if it's social studies, then I'm least interested.
但是呢，在台湾你知道啊，那个从前哈，你要进大学，你需要参加联考的。
You know that in Taiwan, you have a college entrance exam.
那么这个联考呢，不是光考你个数学的，对不对啊
？And this entrance exam does not just include math.
它每一科都要考的。
It tests you on every subject.
所以我这个就上这个吃亏了。
So I was
因为我很固执啊。
Because I was very stubborn.
我只攻这一门。
I only liked certain subject.
所以呢，考出来呢，其他成绩都很差。
And so my other subjects were very not very well.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
这个还是世界上的东西。
You know these are just worldly matters.
今天呢，如果在圣灵的带领上面。
That today in the matter of the leading of Holy Spirit.
你走了这样的路啊。
If you walk like that.
那你不知道要受多大的亏损呢。
Then you would fall short in so many things.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
今天父差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
Today, the Father is sending His Son to live in our hearts.
他就是要教导我们，带领我们过一个健全的生活。
It is His desire for us to live a wholesome life.
要把我们的生命引到像基督那样的形象，那么显出一个正常的光景来。
So to live us, to live a life just like Jesus.
所以你接受圣灵的带领。
So if you receive the leading of the Holy Spirit,
你必须要全面的接受。
Then you need to receive it in its entirety.
那么在这里有点建议啊。
And I have a suggestion.
你要明白圣灵的工作。
If you want to understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一个，你要把约翰福音的14章到16章，你要非常仔细的读。
And you need to read very carefully Gospel according to John chapter 14 through 16.
这是主耶稣介绍圣灵做保惠师啊。
And that is the passage in which Jesus introduced the Spirit as a comforter.
最完整的一个教导。
And it is the most complete passage on the teaching of
the Spirit. 所有一切圣灵的工作，最基本的、最 foundation 的啊。最 fundamental 的东西都在这三章圣经的里面。
The most fundamental teaching of the work and nature of the Holy Spirit is in these two chapters. Three chapters. And that is very important.
然后你要把哥林多前书12章到14章，那么好好的读一读。
And then you need to read First Corinthians chapter 12 through 14.
那是今天呢，圣灵呢，在我们生活中所做的一个辅助的工作。
That is the supplemental work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
他赐给我们各式各样的恩赐，叫我们能够服侍神。
He gave us so many different kinds of gifts in order to serve God.
这是在新约圣经里面的。
And within the New Testament,
最主要的关于圣灵的两段记载。
These are the two passages that's most important.
那么你要把这个读的很透彻。
And you need to study it very carefully.
然后呢，我们看到《使徒行传》里面的圣徒们的表现，弟兄姊妹们，就是在这两个根基上面， 那么你才会看见一个平衡的光景出来。
And you see a balanced manifestation of the disciples in the Acts based on these two principles and foundation laid out in John and in 1 Corinthians.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们属灵的生活健不健康
？And whether our spiritual life are sound，
是不是很健全
？Whether it is healthy，
那么就看我们今天跟随圣灵。跟随的是不是很全面
？It will depend on whether how we follow the Holy Spirit.
所以接受圣经要全面。
Therefore, you need to receive the Bible in its entirety.
接受圣灵的带领也要全面。
You also need to receive the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit in its entirety. If you have any favoritism,
都很可能带给你一种不健全的一种表现。
And it would bring you, it would lead you to an unhealthy life.
这个是真是有的时候好像觉得不可思议啊。
And sometimes it's hard for us to believe.
但是确实是这样。
But it is truly so.
如果你把教会历史看一看。
If you look at
这种现象是很普遍。
And you will see it is a very common phenomenon throughout the history of the church.
当然，另外还有一个很重要的点。
And also there's one of the important points.
我们知道我们在生活中很容易犯错的。
You know that a lot of times it's easy for us to make mistakes.
我们容易得罪人，也容易得罪神。
We so easy to sin against man and God.
那么这些呢？可能带进一种罪的果效。
And perhaps it will bring into a consequence of sin.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
罪是我们健全生活上面一个非常大的一个干扰。
That sin is the greatest disturbance in the life in the, our effort trying to live a sound life.
叫我们没有办法呢过正常的生活。
That it causes not to be able to live a normal life.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他有拯救的路。
He has a saving method.
就是他的血可以洗净我们的罪。
It is His blood which can cleanse our sins.
所以我们要常常依靠主的血，能够对付我们里面所有一切犯的罪。
Therefore, we need to often deal with the sin within us.
也对付我们外面行为上所犯的错误。
And to deal with these wrong deeds.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
我们知道一个人要过健全的生活。
We know for a person to live a sound life.
至少这里五件事情我们需要注意的。
At least there are five things that we need to pay attention to.
我再重复一下。
Let me repeat them.
那么加强你里面的印象。
So to impress them upon your mind.
第一个，你要知道自己有生命。
Number one, you need to know that you have life.
你要跟着这个生命走。
You need to follow that life.
第二个，你要效法基督。
Second, to imitate Christ.
第二个，要接受圣经全面的教导。
And thirdly, to receive the Bible, its truth in its entirety.
第四个点，你要接受圣灵全面的带领。
And fourthly, to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第五个，你要活在主宝血的保护底下。
Fifthly, to live under the power and preservation of His blood.
我想这是我们天父啊。
And I believe that this is our Heavenly Father.
他为着他的儿女啊，在地上呢生活能够健康、能够正常，神所给我们的预备。
I believe that all these are the provision of our Heavenly Father in order for us to live a healthy life.
所以你作为一个基督徒，
therefore to be a Christian,
你一定要重视这些经历。
You need to emphasize all these experiences.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神要我们健康。
God wants us to be healthy.
我们也有一个希望达到健康的心。
And we have a desire to be healthy as well.
我想我们就能朝着这个正常的光景往前。
Then we can go forward in such normal condition.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当你在这样的光景中追求的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as you're pursuing in such condition,
在这个整个转变的过程里面，你会看见一种的结果。
That you will see a fruit after this process of transformation.
或者有一些现象会出来。
Or you will see some phenomena.
当这些现象出来的时候呢，
When you see these phenomena being manifested,
你就知道你今天呢走在这个正路上面。
Then you know that you're walking on the right path.
啊，这些过程和它所产生结果是什么呢？
And so what is the fruit that this process brings?
如果你循着上面我们所讲这五个点我们在主面前追求的时候，
If you pursue after these five points,
第一个你会发现一件事情呢，
First of all, you will discover
你的心思改变，
That your mind has been transformed.
你开始有一个健全的心思，
You will have a healthy mind.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们的心思健全的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we have a sound mind,
我们晓得我们这个整个人的心理的状态呢，它在一种平衡的状态中。
Then your entire inner man is in a balanced state.
因为我们的心思啊，主导我们的生活。
Because our mind directs our life.
你心里面想什么，你那个生活就会表现什么。
the things that's in your mind directs your life.
所以心思是我们呢人的生活中间一个主导的机关。
And therefore the mind is your the center.
所以如果你循着正路在主面前追求，你第一个会发现你的心思上面会有很大的改变。
And because our mind is the control center, therefore if you seek and pursue before the Lord, when your mind is being transformed.
你会看到有些基督徒啊，在追求的主的路上面啊，有时候我们的心思里面有了变化，有了转移的时候呢，我们整个外面的表现情况就不一样。
You see some Christian when they are have a certain change in their mind, their behavior change.
所以这个是一个非常重要的一件事情。
And therefore that is very important.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你有一个心在这条正路上往前去的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if you have a desire to walk on this normal path,
主已把你的心思意念转变，
And as God transforms your mind,
你就立刻发现你的生活上面呢，开始有一个正常的一种情形会出来。
And you will discover that your life begin to be normal.
啊，今天撒旦呢，在我们基督徒身上呢，一个非常厉害的攻击是攻击我们的心思。
That one of the greatest attack of Satan is attacking our minds.
我想关于这个点，我们过去曾经有过比较详尽的一个交通，所以我今天我不再详细的说。
I will not speak so in such a detail about his work on the mind because we mentioned it earlier.
那么第二个现象出来的时候呢
？And the second phenomenon.
你会看见呢，它有一种平衡的一种的发展。
You see the balanced development.
就好像主耶稣基督一样
Just like Jesus himself,
他的智慧和身量
His wisdom
都一起增长
and his stature grow together.
你知道那个身量啊，原文讲年纪年龄、
yeah.
跟我们的年龄
The word stature in its original language means age.
有的时候我们的智慧有点增长
Sometimes when we increase in wisdom,
跟不上我们那个年龄
yet it's nothing compared to the increase in our age.
就证明按理讲你年龄越大你这个越成熟才对对不对
Brothers and sisters, normally we should be more wise as we gain in age.
为什么有很多时候我们这个年龄越大我们的话变得越幼稚去了
Why is it we become so immature when we grow older?
弟兄姊妹们，他没有一个均衡的一个发展的情况。
Because we do not have a balanced development.
主耶稣不是这样的。
But Jesus was not so.
他的智慧和身量和他的年纪一起增长。
His wisdom and stature grow increase together.
然后呢，神和人喜爱的心都一起增长。
So the favor with God and man.
什么叫做神和人喜爱的心都一起增长呢
？What is to have a favor with God and man?
就是他的生命生长到一个地步啊。对人对神都很合适
that it is to develop and grow to a point that it is appropriate for God and man
所以弟兄姊妹们
and therefore, brothers and sisters,
这是一个健全的光景
that is a sound condition
有的时候呢我们的生活是讨了人的喜悦那不能讨神的喜悦
sometimes we please man yet our life does not please God
有的时候我们讨神的喜悦我也不能讨人的喜悦
but sometimes we are able to please God and not man
所以很不均衡
therefore it is not balanced
有些基督徒啊
and for some Christians
当然他不爱主的时候呢
well when they don't love the Lord
他大部分都活在人的感觉里面
most of the time they live within their own emotions
讨人的喜欢
and they try to please man
所以神的喜悦没有多少
Therefore, they do not gain much favor with God. And some Christians, when they're revived, and they want to please God wholeheartedly, and yet it causes discomfort to others. And we had a sister who was like that. And she said, now I'm going to pursue with the Lord wholeheartedly. And now she's pursuing on her own, and she doesn't care for her husband or her children.
你碰见他说真是热切的不得了啊。
And you see that she is so passionate and so zealous.
她这个祷告很迫切。
And she was passionate in her prayers.
很热烈。
And it was a very strong prayer.
她的先生呢受不了了。
But her husband could not stand it.
她的儿女一天到晚找妈妈的妈妈都跑哪去了。
And her children was constantly trying to find their mother.
所以你会看见啊在基督徒中间有很多这种不平衡的现象出来。
So you see many such imbalance in Israel Christians.
这是不正常的情形。
That is not normal.
一个真正的像主耶稣基督的人。
Because a person who is truly like Jesus.
他是对神对人的都很合适的。
Then he or she is very appropriate and fit for God and man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Friends and sisters,
我们在这里所说的,
and what we have talked about,
是一个追求的目标,
it is the goal for our pursuing.
我们不是要在这里, 定罪我们自己,
it's not to condemn ourselves.
我们希望呢, 朝着这一个均衡的情况,
yet it is a goal for all of us.
弟兄姊妹们,
friends and sisters,
当我们能够在这条正路上跟随主的时候,
when we are able to follow the Lord on such normal path,
他这个属灵的生命呢, 变得非常的实在。
Then this spiritual life become very solid in us.
也是实实在在的跟随主。
It is very solidly and firmly following the Lord.
你要知道我们基督徒的生活啊，虽然我们活在主跟前，但很多时候很虚伪啊。
You know that sometimes even though we live before the Lord, yet we are not very honest.
你要知道主耶稣啊，在地上说啊，对那些犹太人呐、啊，主最厉害的话就是什么呢？你这个假冒为善的人啊。
You know that the most harsh words that Jesus had towards those Jews, the Pharisees, are hypocrites.
到处诅咒你这个假冒为善的人。
The Lord would say, you hypocrites.
好，所以我们读圣经的时候，我们也跟主耶稣讲，你这个犹太人假冒为善。
So we would follow Jesus and say that those Jews are Pharisees are hypocrites.
就是你不要忘记啊。
Brothers and sisters, don't forget.
如果我们没有能活在主的这种光景中啊。
If we do not live in the right condition.
我们也是个假冒为善的人啊。
Do you know we are a hypocrite as well?
我们有很多虚伪的东西啊。
There are so many things that's not honest.
你不要今天看到我在这里讲得很属灵啊，说不定很虚伪啊。
And perhaps you see me preaching like this, so spiritual, maybe I'm not being very honest.
我看你祷告得很属灵啊，说不定也很虚伪啊。
And so is with the person who's praying so spiritually.
当然我们不是这样去定罪别人啊。
Of course, we're not using this to condemn others. But we need to remind ourselves.
其实这种现象今天在教会里面都是蛮普遍和蛮严重的事情。
And such condition is just very, it's throughout the church.
我感谢主。
Yeah, but we thank the Lord.
在我过去40多年的这个基督徒生活中。
In the past 40 some years as a Christian.
我的确碰见一些基督徒他们在基督里能够活得非常的健全和健康。
I have encountered some Christians who is able to live such a sound life before the Lord.
我们就看见在他们的生活中没有任何一点点的夸张。
We see that there's no, boasting in their lives.
他们没有一点点的夸张。
And there's no exaggerations.
实实在在。
And they were so solid and honest.
他们是什么就是什么。
And they are who they are.
他们从来不会去要求自己要得什么荣耀。
They never want to acquire some glory for themselves.
但是他们的生活中充满荣耀。
Yet their life is full of glory.
他们从来没有为自己要求什么地位。
They never pursued after position.
但是他们到处得到人的尊重。
Yet everywhere they went, they gained the respect of men.
你跟他们接触的时候。
And when you come in contact with them.
非常的自然。
You realize it is so natural.
主耶稣在地上说就是这样的。
And the Lord was like that.
实实在在。
He was very honest.
实在是叫人心里面很羡慕。
And it's something that we desire.
好多次我跟着这些侍奉主的弟兄姊妹们出去。
And sometimes as I travel with those who serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹不是他们讲的道我得到了帮助，当然得帮助。
It is not just their preaching which has benefited me.
但是你跟他们在一起稍微生活一下，就得很大的帮助。
Yet just to live with them some days and it benefited me a great deal.
因为他们所说的就是他们所示的。
Because who they are is what they preach.
他们所信的就是他们所活出来的。
What they live out is what they believed.
实在叫人心里非常的羡慕。
And it is something that we desire so much.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
这是神今天对我们的一个很大的一个寄望。
And today, that is the expectation of the Lord towards us.
我们仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
Let's look up to His mercy.
让我们属灵的生活能够过得非常的实在。
So our spiritual life can be very solid.
只有这种啊，实实在在的生命。
Only those who are sound and solid life.
它能抗拒得了今天这个世界的这种潮流。
It can resist the waves of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，神所以把我们摆在这个世界中。
Friends and sisters, the reason why God has placed us in
the world. 有一面很重要的意义。
There is a very significant meaning.
借着这个世界考验我们。
It is to test us through the world.
不在乎你所说的是什么。
No matter what you preach.
弟兄姊妹，要在乎你所示的是什么。
But it does matter who you are.
当然， 最近我在思想这些话语的时候
You know, lately as I ponder upon those issues,
我自己感觉很惭愧啊。
I feel very embarrassed.
在主的光中，我实在看见我的生活是千疮百孔。
In the light of the Lord, I feel my life before the Lord is so incomplete.
非常不健全。
It is not sound.
我自己也感觉我自己不是很正常。
And a lot of times I don't feel I'm very normal.
请你不要误会啊。
Please do not misunderstand.
请你不要误会。
Please do not misunderstand.
当然你看我不正常，这个也很正常。
But it's normal for you to regard me as abnormal.
因为呢，至少我有个心，我现在要向着这个正常的方向追求。
At least I have a desire that I want to pursue that sound life.
我也希望我的弟兄姊妹们，我们大家都向这个正常的方向追求。
And it is the desire for all of us, brothers and sisters.
我们要求主让我们能过一个健全的生活。
And we ask the Lord to help us to live a sound life.
这个不仅关乎你个人在主面前的蒙福。
Because it not only has something to do with you being blessed before the Lord.
也关乎到主在你个人身上的见证。
But also the testimony that you give for the Lord.
主也关乎到整个教会的见证。
And also it's closely related to the testimony of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能忘记。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot forget.
我们是天父的儿女。
That we are the children of our heavenly Father.
我们不能把他代表错了。
We need to represent him rightly.
我们不能容让父的名在我们身上受羞辱。
We cannot bring shame to his name.
所以你必须要追求健全的生活。
Therefore, you need to pursue after a sound life.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
神已经把恩典都预备好了。
Because God had prepared his grace for us.
你要去领受这个。
And you need to receive it.
愿我们生活能够越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
May we be more and more like the Lord.
愿主的恩典在我们每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
And may his grace be upon all of us.
我们再唱一首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing another hymn.
我们请弟兄姊妹来唱428首。
Let's turn to hymn number 428.
428首。基督就是我的世界。
Jesus is all the world to me.
我们就唱第一节和这个第四节。
Let's just sing stanzas 1 and 4.
请大家起立好了。
Shall we stand?
如果你不方便起立，你坐着也没关系啊。
If you're not able to stand, it's fine for you to be seated.
我们起，最后我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing it together.
我们要唱基督就是我的世界。
We sing that Jesus is all the world to me.
弟兄姊妹，你唱这首诗歌的时候，你会感觉得到。
You know that as you sing this hymn, you would feel.
这整首的诗歌呢，是一个好像充满在阳光底下的一首诗歌。
You would feel that this hymn is a hymn full of life.
充满了健康的气息在里面。
Full of the atmosphere of a healthy life.
让我们对着我们的主来唱。
Let's sing it to the Lord.
我们说主啊，愿你成为我的世界。
It says, Lord, become my all the world to me.
我们请 Helen 姊妹给我们弹一句，我们一起来唱。阿爸，我们的父亲，我们满心的感谢你。
Abba, our Father, we thank you with all our hearts.
你在千万人中间拣选了我们。
Because you've chosen us among millions.
我们实在是又软弱又不好。
We are not so good, we are weak.
我们从头到脚底都是病。
Lord, we're so sick and full of illness from head to toe.
无一处的光景是健全。
There's not one place in our hearts that's normal.
你是从粪堆中，从污泥中把我们拉出来。
And you've saved us out of, lifted us out of dirt.
感谢你，借着你儿子的血把我们洗得洁净。
We thank you for cleansing us with the blood of your son.
并且你把他的生命赐给了我们。
And what's more, you have given us his life.
你要把我们这个不完全的人改变成完全。
You will change us from imperfection.
把我们这个败坏的人改变成圣洁。
From a corruptness to holiness.
把我们这个不义的人要改变成为义。
From unrighteousness into righteousness.
父亲，我们为着你这伟大的爱感谢你。
Father, we thank you for such great love.
愿我们从你的话语中，我们能存着敬畏的心。
May we have a heart of reverence.
我们能把自己再交在你的恩手中。
And again, entrust ourselves to you.
让我们学习顺服圣灵的带领。
That we will learn to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
学习活在你话语的光中。
We learn to live in the light of your word.
阿爸，我们的父亲啊。
Abba, our Father.
你的心思意念远超过 我们所能明白的。
Lord, your mind and the thoughts are higher than what we can comprehend.
你向我们所怀的意念，这是又多又宝贵。
And the thoughts you have toward us is so countless and so precious.
我们只有低头敬拜你。
Lord, we can only but worship you.
父啊，我们是你的儿女。
Father, we are your children.
愿我们在地上。
May the life that we led on earth.
追求健全的生活。
To pursue a sound life.
能有正常的表现。
To have a normal manifestation.
能够荣耀你自己的圣名。
So to glorify your holy name.
父啊，不叫我们在地上羞辱你。
Father, let us not bring shame to your name.
所以求你禁止我们犯任意妄为的罪。
So forbid us to sin, Lord.
带领我们的脚走义路
and lead our foot on the path of righteousness.
父亲，我们感谢你
Father, we thank you.
因为你透过你的儿子耶稣基督
because through your son Jesus Christ,
看见我们就爱我们
and you loved us.
我们今天透过主耶稣基督
that today through your son,
我们似乎能看见你的笑容
it seems like we can see your smiling face.
感谢你是慈爱的父亲
we thank you for being such a loving father.
你永远鼓舞我们
you forever encourage us.
永远激励我们
and encourage us.
也永远把机会给我们
and you forever give us opportunities.
父啊，我们从深处把赞美归给你
Lord, we offer you our praises from the depths of our hearts.
父，愿因着你自己的恩典和能力保守我们
May you preserve us by your grace and your power.
我们谢谢你今天早晨与我们众人同在
We thank you for being with us this morning.
我们再一次从深处把敬拜归给你
Once again, we offer to you our worship.
垂听我们的祷告
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.